content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie Reviews and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the movies and plays on the TRRS website. Go to www.triangleReadingService.org and click on the podcast link. Then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. Upcoming plays that will have audio-described performances. Next weekend, Love Letters at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. This is Saturday, January 13th at 2 p.m. That does local actor Ira David Wood III. Next is The Normal Heart at Burning Coal Theater. It's Sunday, January 21st at 2 p.m. Also on January 21st at 3 p.m. is What We're Up Against at Raleigh Little Theater. Les Miserables plays at Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, February 3rd at 8 p.m. The Christians plays at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, February 6th at 7:30 p.m. Seussical the Musical at Cape Fear Regional Theater plays Thursday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. Almost Maine by Cary Players at the Cary Performing Arts Center in downtown Cary. Their audio-described performance is Sunday, February 11th at 3 p.m. Little Shop of Horrors is at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, February 18th, 3 p.m. Bent by Justice Theater Project is Sunday, February 18th, also at 3 p.m. Justice Theater Project does make pairs of free tickets available for blind patrons and their drivers, so be prepared to check into that. More information later in this broadcast. Hairspray at North Carolina State University's Stewart Theater is Friday, February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Tartuffe at Playmakers Repertory Company, Tuesday, March 6th, 7:30 p.m. Phantom of the Opera at Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 10th, 8:30 p.m. The Wizard of Oz at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh, March 17th at 2 p.m. That is a Saturday. And then Disgraced at Cape Fear Regional Theater, Thursday, March 22nd, 7:30 p.m. And the last one I'll be mentioning is Beanstalk the Musical at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, March 25th at 5 p.m. Moving on to movies. Now, Regal Theaters in the area all show movies with audio description. I'm going to give you a list of the ones that are available. In Raleigh, there's the North Hills Stadium. It's 4150 Main at North Hills Street. And also the Briar Creek Stadium, which is 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. Both of those are in Raleigh. In Chapel Hill, there's the Timberline at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, there's the Crossroads Stadium at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. It's in the section known as Crossroads. In Apex is the Beaver Creek Stadium at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. In Garner, the White Oak Stadium is at 1205 Timber Drive East. And finally, in Greensboro is the Greensboro Grand Stadium, which is at 3205 Northline Avenue. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. It's one phone number for all Regal Theaters. You simply call 844 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and follow the menu prompts. And I'll be giving that phone number again after taking a look at the list of movies. And so, for starters, there is All the Money in the World. It is playing at Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, White Oak, and the Greensboro Grand. That's basically everything except the Timberline. It's rated R. Coco is playing at everything except the Timberline. It's rated PG-13. Downsizing, just opening this week, is rated R. It's playing at all of the Regal theaters in the area. Father Figures, rated R, plays at the Briar Creek in Raleigh and at the White Oak in Garner. Ferdinand, rated PG-13, plays at Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, White Oak, and the Greensboro Grand. So it's basically everything except for North Hills and Timberline. Insidious, The Last Key, which I just learned is the fourth installment in the Insidious franchise. It's rated PG-13. It's playing at all of these theaters. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, also rated PG-13, also plays at all of these theaters. Justice League, rated PG-13, has been all around. It's still playing at the White Oak in Garner. Lady Bird, rated R, is only at the Greensboro Grand. Molly's Game, also rated R, is playing at Briar Creek, Crossroads, North Hills, and the Greensboro Grand. Murder on the Orient Express, rated PG-13, plays at the Greensboro Grand. Paddington 2, rated PG, plays everywhere except the Greensboro Grand. Pitch Perfect 3, also rated PG-13, also plays everywhere except the Greensboro Grand. Proud Mary is an unrated movie. It plays at the Briar Creek in Raleigh. Star Wars The Last Jedi, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. The Commuter, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. The Darkest Hour, rated PG-13, plays at everything except the Timberline. The Greatest Showman is unrated. It plays at all of these theaters. The Post is PG-13, also plays at all of these theaters. The Shape of Water, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Thor Ragnarok, rated PG-13, is still playing at the Crossroads in Cary and at the North Hills in Raleigh. And finally, Wonder, rated PG-13, plays at the Briar Creek in Raleigh, at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills in Raleigh, and the Greensboro Grand. And once again, that telephone number to get information concerning showtimes from these theaters, and that is critical. You want to call 844-462-7342. And once again, that's 844-462-7342. Now, here's some preview information on the movies that are opening since the last program 2 weeks ago. First of all is Insidious, The Last Key. It's an American supernatural horror film directed by Adam Robitel and written by Lee Whannell. It's the fourth and final installment in the Insidious franchise and the second in terms of the series in-story chronology, following 2015's Insidious Chapter 3. It stars Lynn Shea, Angus Sampson, Lee Whannell, Josh Stewart, Caitlin Gerard, and Bruce Davidson. The film follows parapsychologist Elise Rainier as she investigates a haunting in her childhood home. Paddington 2 is a comedy film directed by Paul King and written by King and Simon Farnaby, based on the stories of the character Paddington Bear, created by Michael Bond. It is the sequel to the 2014 film. Paddington, now happily settled with the Brown family and a popular member of the local community, picks up a series of odd jobs to buy the perfect present for his Aunt Lucy's 100th birthday, only for the gift to be stolen. The film stars Ben Whishaw as the voice of Paddington, and Hugh Bonneville, Sally Hawkins, Brendan Gleeson, Julie Walters, Jim Broadbent, Peter Capaldi, and Hugh Grant in live-action roles. Proud Mary is an American action thriller directed by Babak Najafi from a screenplay written by John S. Newman and Christian Swagel. The film stars Taraji P. Henson, Billy Brown, Danny Glover, Neil McDonough, Alexander Berkeley, and Margaret Avery. Mary is a successful hit woman working for an organized crime family in Boston. However, her life is completely shifted when she meets a young boy whose path she crosses when a professional hit goes wrong and she leaves the boy orphaned. The Commuter is an action thriller film directed by Joam Colette Serra from a screenplay by Byron Willinger, Philip de Blasi, and Ryan Engel. The film stars Liam Neeson, Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson, Jonathan Banks, Elizabeth McGovern, and Sam Neill. Michael McCauley, played by Liam Neeson, is an insurance salesman who is on his daily commute home. A mysterious stranger contacts him and offers him $100,000 if he identifies a hidden passenger on his train before the last stop. As he works against the clock to solve the puzzle, he realizes he is caught in the midst of a deadly criminal conspiracy and that his life and the lives of his fellow passengers are at risk. The Greatest Showman is an American historical period musical drama film directed by Michael Gracey, written by Jenny Bix and Bill Condon, and starring Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron, Michelle Williams, Rebecca Ferguson, and Zendaya. The film is inspired by the story of P.T. Barnum's creation of the Barnum and Bailey Circus and the lives of its star attractions. It celebrates the birth of show business and tells of a visionary who rose from nothing to create a spectacle that became a worldwide sensation. The Post is a 2017 American political thriller film directed and produced by Steven Spielberg, from a screenplay written by Liz Hanna and Josh Singer. Set in the early 1970s, the film stars Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, Sarah Paulson, Bob Odenkirk, Tracy Letts, Bradley Whitford, Bruce Greenwood, Carrie Coon, and Matthew Reese. The Post depicts the journalists from the Washington Post and the New York Times who published the Pentagon Papers regarding the involvement of the United States government during the Vietnam War. A cover-up that spanned four U.S. presidents pushed the country's first female newspaper publisher, Kay Graham, played by Meryl Streep, of the Washington Post, and its hard-driving editor, Ben Bradley, played by Tom Hanks, to join an unprecedented battle between journalism and government in publishing the Pentagon Papers. And now a close-up look at the upcoming plays that are available with audio description. I'm actually going to start with the last one that I'm mentioning because that's, I feel, is the most important one. This is the play Bent, done by Justice Theater Project. It's written by Martin Sherman. It's directed by Joel Rainey and produced by Jerry Sipp. It'll be Sunday, February 18th at 3 p.m. The show is rated NC-17. It's intended for adult audiences. and this is going to be produced at the Umstead Park United Church of Christ, which is at 8208 Brown Lee Drive in Raleigh. I'm mentioning this one first because, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets and virtually unlimited as long as they have enough devices. I'm pretty sure they can handle up to 10, maybe more. So there are free pairs of tickets for the show, one for you and one for your driver. And you, to get this, take advantage of this, you simply call them and let them know. The number is 919-264-7089. And once again, that's 919-264-7089. Call them, let them know you're interested in getting one of the free pairs of tickets to the audio-described performance of Bent, and they will take care of you from there. Regular ticket prices are $22 for general public and then $15 for senior citizens, students, and active military. In case you wanted to go in a bigger group, there would be one free one for you, one free one for your driver, and then tickets either $22 or $15, depending on the status of the other people in the group. Okay, having put that out there, let me start at the top of the list. The first one, which is January 13th at 2 p.m., that's this coming up Saturday, it's Love Letters at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Experience romance the old-fashioned way with Love Letters, a unique and imaginative piece that explores the many forms of love shared by childhood friends who remain pen pals for over 50 years, sharing every aspect of their lives with one another, despite living in different worlds. This will be playing at the Fletcher Opera Theater in the Duke Energy Center. It is 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Box office ticket sales are 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Once again, the box office ticket sales are 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Tickets start at $30 plus the taxes and handling fees. The Normal Heart at Burning Coal Theater will be playing Sunday, January 21st at 2:30 p.m. It's written by Larry Kramer, directed by Emily Rainey. There will be talkbacks with the cast after this particular performance, and it's once again Sunday, January 21st at 2 p.m. This raging masterpiece shocked New York when it appeared at the Public Theater in 1985, as the AIDS epidemic was beginning to exert its terrible grip on the nation and the world. The New York Times declared, "A great silence has been broken." The writer of the piece, Larry Kramer, has been ostracized and branded a malcontent and an agitator. Then he wrote the play. Tickets are $25 with $20 senior citizen discount, $15 active military discount or student, and then there's something called a $5 student rush, which happens if you arrive there 5 minutes till curtain and they still have available seating, then you can get a ticket for $5. The audio-described performance is on the first Sunday of this performance, which is January 21st. It's 2 p.m. It is a pay-what-you-can day. And the pay-what-you-can means if you really only feel you can afford less than the regular price, just pay what you can. My recommendation would be to treat it as though it were the student rush and plan on paying $5. But that's just me. What We're Up Against by Raleigh Little Theater is on January 21st at 3 p.m., and it's in the Leggett Theater at the William Peace University. It's general admission. Now, keep that in mind. It's produced by Raleigh Little Theater, but it's going to be going to be performed in the Leggett Theater at William Peace University. It's recommended for mature audiences and features adult language. Parental guidance is suggested. Set in a highly competitive architecture firm, this play is an explosive and hilarious look at the complicated battle of the sexes raging across cubicle land. A funny yet insightful view of what it means to be female in a male-dominated career, and one woman's response when she tires of slamming into the glass ceiling. Now, What We're Up Against was written by Teresa Rebeck. It's directed by Heather J. Strickland. And William Peace University is at 15 East Peace Street in Raleigh. Ticket prices, including the taxes, are $25, and then students and senior citizens are $21. As always, Raleigh Little Theater tickets can be purchased over the phone by calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Les Misérables at the Durham Performing Arts Center is Saturday, February 3rd at 8 p.m. It's one of the most celebrated musicals in theatrical history. Cameron McIntosh presents the new production of Alain Boublil and Claude Michel Sonberg's Tony Award-winning phenomenon, the musical Les Misérables, direct from an acclaimed 2.5-year return to Broadway, with its glorious new staging and dazzling reimagined scenery inspired by the paintings of Victor Hugo. This breathtaking new performance has left both audiences and critics awestruck, cheering, Les Mis is born again. That's from the... And it's set against the backdrop of 19th century France. Les Misérables tells an enthralling story of broken dreams and unrequited love, passion, sacrifice, and redemption. A timeless testament to the survival of the human spirit, featuring the thrilling score and beloved songs, I Dreamed a Dream, On My Own, Stars, Bring Him Home, One Day More, and many more. This epic and uplifting story has become one of the most celebrated musicals in theatrical history, seen by more than 70 million people in 44 countries and in 22 languages around the globe. Les Misérables is still the world's most popular musical, breaking box office records everywhere in its 32nd year. Seats start at $40 plus taxes and ticket fees. You can buy tickets in person at the DPAC, which is 123 Vivian Street in Durham, or you can call 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. The Christians. This is by Lucas Smith. It was a 2017 Tony nominated playwright, and this runs in repertory with Tartuffe at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill. The audio described performance is Tuesday, February 6th at 7:30 p.m. It's directed by Preston Lane. It's a big little play about faith in America. 20 years ago, Pastor Paul's church was nothing more than a modest storefront. But one day he preaches a sermon that may just turn his congregation of thousands back into a congregation of one. In this probing new play, Lucas Knath invites us to explore how our own uncertainty can help us live compassionately among those who don't share our beliefs. This was a 2016 Outer Critics Circle Award winner of the Best Off-Broadway Play. The Chicago Tribune says that it's truly gripping and wholly unexpected. A harrowing dig through our hearts, says Christianity Today. The box office can be contacted at 919-962-7529. That's 919-762-7529. Tickets on the audio described night are $15, and that's for anybody. Seussical the Musical at Cape Fear Regional Theater is Thursday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. And this is from the same creative team that brought you last season's hit, Disney's The Little Mermaid. Seussical is one of the most performed shows in America, but nobody's seen it quite like this before. Dr. Seuss's best-loved characters collide in this zany story about the sweet, good-natured elephant Horton and his quest to rescue the Whos. The mischievous Cat in the Hat leads Horton to a flirty birdie named Maisie's nest. He agrees to help Maisie hatch her egg atop a tree while Maisie sings, dances, and soars away on a flying trapeze. Join us for this fantastical flying musical extravaganza, directed by Melissa Rain Anderson. Tickets are $20, and you can contact their box office at 910-323-4233. That's 910-323-4233. Almost Maine by Carey Players is on Sunday, February 11th, 3 p.m. It's at the Carey Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue. Warm your heart in the ice-cold, mythical town of Almost Maine this winter. 9 short vignettes explore love, loss, and friendship with a touch of humor and tenderness. Written by John Cariani, Almost Maine has been produced by over 2,500 theater companies. Come let Carey Players help you brush off the winter doldrums with this delightful show directed by Randy Jordan. Tickets run $20 for this show. They can be purchased at the Carey Theater, downtown Carey. Little Shop of Horrors at Raleigh Little Theater is on Sunday, February 18th at 3 p.m. The meek floral assistant, Seymour Krelburn, stumbles across a new breed of plant that he names Audrey II after his co-worker crush. This foul-mouthed R&B singing carnivore promises unending fame and fortune to the down-and-out Krelburn, as long as he keeps feeding it blood. Over time, though, Seymour discovers Audrey II's out-of-this-world origins and intent toward global domination. And this tickets are $28 for adults, $24 for students and seniors. It's directed by Patrick Torres. Number to call is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. And here I am again, running out of time for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. I hope we run across each other either at the theater or at the movies. Don't forget that free pairs of tickets are available for Bent by the Justice Theater Project. And once again, that plays Sunday, February 18th at 3 p.m. I'm Kurt Benrue for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome. As always, you're welcome to join me here. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you later.